Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob. I'm reading today from an autobiography of Charles Spurgeon, some letters and sermons and journal entries he put together while living, and told the journal in particular, his wife, to just hold on to that book until he died. And then she got a hold of it. She got a hold of all his other writings, and with a friend, they put together this autobiography in several volumes. Last time we left off at April 25th of 1850. This is only a short segment of his life. It's not his whole life in journals. The autobiography will contain everything, but this journal was written as a 16-year-old. We're in May 25th, 1850. Free grace, sovereign love, eternal security are my safeguards. What shall keep me from consecrating all to thee, even to the last drop of my blood? Went to my district with tracts. A woman gave me 24 new ones. I fear Mr. T is doing much harm by telling the people that the Lord's Supper will save them. Work, Lord, work. Thou hast encouraged me. May I not be disappointed. Bless the Lord, O my soul. The covenant is my trust. The agreement signed between my elder brother and the Almighty standeth sure. None shall pluck them out of my hand. May 26. I went round for the children. Sunday school in the morning. Mr. S. preached from All These Things Are Against Me. I stayed in the chapel the dinner time. Had a sweet season of prayer and communion with God. Afternoon, Jacob's consecration of himself at Bethel. I would give myself in the same manner to thee, my best-loved King. Evening subject, Paul's great labors. Oh, could I emulate such a man, I should be the greatest on this earth. May 27. Life of my soul, forgive me when I am so blind as to look upon an earthly object and forget thine own divine beauties. Oh, for a love as strong as death, fierce as hell, and lasting as eternity. May 28. Thou hast hedged me about with thorns, so that I cannot get out. This is my comfort. What name can I devise for thee, O beloved, equal to thy desert? All beauties joined in one perfection. Thou art all fair, my love, there is no spot in thee. Thou didst die for me, and shall not I live for thee? What a love is that of Jesus to me, surpassing knowledge! I can do nothing in return but give thee my worthless self. What? Shall I dare to doubt thy love? Can I conceive thou wilt leave me? Yes, I may sin so as to distrust thee, but thou wilt never let me go. No thief can steal away thy precious purchase. Never, never can I be lost. Redeemed and purchased, then how can I be snatched away? How is my soul a battlefield between the corruptions of nature and the principle of grace? They tear up the earth of my soul with the trampling of their armies, but I cannot be destroyed. May 29. To the Lord belongeth strength. He has given me my portion. He putteth his treasure in earthen vessels. How happy am I to be one of his chosen, his elect, in whom his soul delighteth. But I do not live up to my heavenly calling. I could not at all without the Lord. He has helped. He will help. This is my comfort. His everlasting promises are my rest, my bread, my support. Make me thy faithful servant, O my God. May I honor thee in my day and generation and be consecrated forever to thy service. May 30. The stormy commotion has somewhat passed away. The sun is still shining, though a cloud may pass between. I desire more constant communion with God. Went to church meeting, had some nice cheering conversation with old Mrs. A. Two candidates proposed. We shall have no ordinance next Sunday. The Lord can and will feed us without it. He has kept me, and he will. The strife in my soul is now hushed. Peace returns as a river upon the dry places. May 31. Weakness am I in every point. I cannot keep myself in the least. Forgive me that I have tried it. I would now come, naked, stripped, exhausted, dead. I would cry, lash me tighter, firmer, to thy free grace raft of life. Mercy is all I ask for, continued mercy. Those whom he once loves, he loves to the end. He has once loved me, I am now secure. May the live coal within be shown to the world by the burning flames of love to thee. May that love burn up the stubble and sin. June 1, a new month. Time soon glides away. How much more ought I to do this month than last? Desire of my heart, keep me nearer to thy bosom this month. Went to South District, talked with a woman who says there are contradictions in the Bible. Some good may be doing. He that can work will work, and who shall hinder him? In the Lord's time it shall be accomplished. His time is best. Arise, O Son of Righteousness, why should this people lie in darkness? June 2. Heard Mr. J. the first part of the day. Numbers 21:4. Interesting, but rather too weak. Afternoon, Revelation 19:12. Many crowns indeed does my Lord deserve. Crowns of glory shall be around his sacred, blessed head. Evening, 1 John 5:4. Strong meat. The Lord has sent the manna down this evening. Overcometh the world. Glorious victory. Amazing conquest. Triumph divine. And shall I with such a promise dare to doubt the power of God to keep and guide and preserve me? I had a large class at Sunday school. Gave an address upon death. The dreadful sword hanging by a single hair above the head of the ungodly. Had tea at Mr. B's and combated with him for what I consider the form of sound words. Prayer meeting after evening service, 7 present, 6 of us engaged in prayer. Bless the Sunday school, great King. Honor thy master, O my soul. Live for him, live in him. I am a prince. Ought I not to be a good soldier and fight for my Lord? Give me, lend me a sword, O God, and strength to wield it. Let my foes and thine be as furious as lions. Thy sword shall destroy them. June 3, prayer meeting, engaged in prayer. Lord, when shall thy set time to favor Zion come? When shall thine elect be gathered in? Who shall separate us from the love of Christ forever, yes, forever safe? Rejoice, rejoice, O my soul. Let thy joy constrain thee to work more earnestly and more zealously for him. Redeemed and purchased, I am not my own. Letter from grandfather. How glad I am he does not differ. June 4. I have had evidence this day of the changeableness of all mortal things. How little does it matter to me so that my eternal inheritance is secure? O Lord, help me to mount my watchtower against pride and sloth. Keep me always upon the lookout, lest an enemy should come unawares. Forgive me if I have ever had high thoughts of myself. Thou makest me to feel my weakness in every part. May I now trust and rely upon the arm of omnipotence, the mercies of the Lord. Give strength, Lord, strength. June 5. Awake, my soul, record the mercies of the Lord. He justly claims a song from me, his loving kindness, oh, how free. Mercy, I breathe another's air. I am a tenant of this earth at my master's will. Sovereign grace has kept me hitherto. Upon sovereign grace I now rely. What sweet moments have I had in answer to prayer. Blessed be the Lord for his rich mercy thus bestowed upon me. I would now live in close communion with my King and feast upon the riches of his love. June 6, prayer meeting. Mr. S. spoke to us upon the Babylonian captivity. teachers' meeting after the service. What a want of spirituality and vital godliness. Oh, Lord, give me life. Increase the vital spark. Fan it to a flame. I can never perish, yet would I keep upon my watchtower, for my enemies are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. Help me to hate sin and pride and sloth. I live only as thou givest me life. I have not one atom of life of my own. I must perish if thou desert me for one moment. June 7. How manifold are thy mercies toward me, O Lord! When I think of the great salvation which has been worked out for me, and remember that heaven is secure, it seems too good to be true. Yet do I now believe thy promise. May I now be entirely thine, thy glory my only aim. Could I but be like Paul, how honored should I be. Happy is the man whom thou teachest, O Lord. I am happy. How can I be otherwise, since my beloved has looked upon me, and I have seen his glorious face? June 8. Could not burn with zeal as oft as I have done. When, Lord, wilt thou arise and let thy power be known and felt? How sweet to flap my wings to heaven, with others following me, and then lay my crown beneath his feet, and call him Lord of all. He is deserving of all honor and praise. Dominion and power are his due, and he shall have them. Many honors on his ever-blessed head. Worthy is the Lamb who has died for me. All glorious is my beloved. June 9, Mr. S. preached Acts 16:19. Did not hear to profit. Afternoon, who is this that cometh up from the wilderness, leaning upon her beloved? Did not hear enough about the beloved. Evening, prepare to meet thy God. Oh, what a mercy to be prepared. So, whene'er the signal's given, up from earth to call away, borne on angels' wings to heaven, glad the summons to obey, we shall surely reign with Christ in endless day. I felt rather hurt by Mr. C. He does not act quite rightly, but I hereby forgive him. I desire to look alone to Jesus and regard his glory only. I am too proud. I am weak in every point. Keep me, for I have no strength. I would look up to thee, the strong, for strength. I am thine. Keep me. June 10, letter from dear mother. Mr. S. made her his text at the prayer meeting. Engaged in prayer. Have not been able to be much in private prayer today. The joy of my Lord, however, is not gone. I can yet trust in the God of my salvation. If I ever forget thee, let my right hand forget her fellow. What? Has he done so much for me, and shall I ever leave him? No. While a breath, a pulse remains, I will remember thee. June 11. Prayer seems like labor to me. The chariot wheels drag heavily, yet they are not taken off. I will still rely upon almighty strength, and helpless, throw myself into the arms of my Redeemer. leave me not alone. I will never leave thee. I shall yet walk the golden street of the New Jerusalem. I shall yet see his beauteous face. He loved me before the foundations of the earth, before I was created or called by grace. June 12. The Lord is my helper. He shall plead my cause. I would desire to record the gratitude I feel for the sparing mercies of the Lord, but especially for his great grace in electing me by the sovereign counsels of his love to be one of his redeemed ones. What, shall I not live for him? Shall I keep back a single particle of my heart and of myself from my charming Redeemer, my King, my husband, brother, friend? No. Oh, give me strength to say, I will never dishonor thee. June 13. Dangers are around me. Satan stands in the way. I have no hope but in the Lord, no safety but in keeping straight on in the heavenly road. In the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength, and inexhaustible mines of eternal love are mine. The Lord reserves them for his chosen people. Went to prayer meeting, tried to address my Lord in prayer. Come, my beloved, thou art ever mine. Leave me not. Oh, do not forsake me, my King, my Savior. Saved everlastingly. June 14, examination. Mr. M. gave me 10 shillings for the Missionary Society. I would thank the Lord for thus opening his hand to do good. Gave a missionary speech. Lord, keep thy servant low and humble at thy feet. How prone am I to pride and vain glory? Keep me always mindful that I have nothing which I have not received. 'Tis grace, free, sovereign grace that has made me to differ. Why should I be chosen an elect vessel? Not that I deserve it, I am sure, but it is rich love. June 15. Went around my district and divided my stock amongst the people, and now, Lord, I desire to commend them to thy keeping. Look upon them with pity. Let them not be as sheep without a shepherd. Let thy work go on and prosper among this people. I can do nothing. How is it that I have lived so long in my spiritual life? It is by sovereign power I stand, by omnipotence I shall be supported. My grace is sufficient for thee. I trust in him. He will perfect his own work. June 16. Old Mr. W. preached. I could not hear him, he spoke so low. I was set upon him by him and Mr. S. Lord, help me to take firm hold of the truth and never yield an inch. Addressed the Sunday school children. Oh, may I be kept humble. Pride dwells in my heart. Well, I am now to leave Newmarket, perhaps forever. What a scene of changes in this world. How blessed to have a house above the skies, eternal in the heavens. June 17. Left Newmarket at 6. Reached Stambourne about 12. Grandfather quite well. I've had journeying mercies today. This life is a journey. I know that I shall one day reach the blessed end in bliss, unfading bliss. What can I write equal to the theme of sovereign grace? It is a miracle, a perfect miracle, that God should so love a man as to die for him, to choose him before the foundation of the world. June 19, my birthday. 16 years have I lived upon this earth, and yet I am only scarcely 6 months old. I am very young in grace. Yet how much time have I wasted, dead in trespasses and sins, without life, without God in the world? What a mercy that I did not perish in my sin. How glorious is my calling, how exalted my election, born of the Lord, regenerate. Help me more than ever to walk worthily as becomes a saint. June 20. Truly my lot is cast in pleasant places, and I have a goodly heritage. I can love religion now in the sunshine. May I love it and prize it under all circumstances. Well, the continuous diary thus abruptly closes, giving only the brief intimation that the dear writer goes immediately to Cambridge as an usher in Mr. Leading's school. There remains but 3 or 4 fragmentary entries during the ensuing months or years, but these serve to show the young soldier still busy at his drill, loyal to his Lord's colors, already bravely fighting that good fight of faith which ceased not till his captain called him from the battlefield to receive the victor's reward in glory. As every word of his is precious in these days, I transcribe the 4 succeeding paragraphs, though unable to ascertain the dates when they were written. Storms have raged around me, yet, blessed be my Father's name, I have now some peace. but more the treacherous calm I dread than tempest breaking overhead. Let me not be left even here. Let thy grace still flow into my heart. O Lord, my King, reign in me and be glorified by me. May it please thee to dwell in such a bramble bush as I am, so that, though burning, I may not be consumed. Ordered in all things and sure is the everlasting covenant of redeeming love. Forever settled and eternally complete in him is my salvation. May it be completed in myself, and may I grow up to be a man in Christ Jesus, a perfect man, prepared for the inheritance of the saints in light. Oh, that my spirituality may be revived, my matchless Emmanuel, let me see once more thy face in the temple of my heart. May I know the joy and have the faith of God's elect. May I rejoice in free and sovereign grace, saving me from the guilt and power of sin. Grace is a glorious theme above the loftiest flights of the most soaring angel or the most exalted conceptions of one of the joint heirs with Jesus. All power is God's, and all is engaged to protect and preserve me. Let me have my daily grace, peace, and comfort, zeal, and love. Give me some work, and give me strength to do it to thy glory. Heard Mr. C. of Bumpstead in the morning. What doest thou here, Elijah? Was his message. Afternoon, the message, I am the door. Went to the prayer meeting before and after chapel, engaged in prayer, read the hymns, addressed the children. What an honor it is to be but a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Oh, to be humble, and to be always at the feet of Jesus. Then should I grow more in grace, and increase in the knowledge of the Lord. The Lord is able to keep me from falling, and he will, for he has promised never to leave one of his called children. A fair day, spoke to Mr. R. How can a child of God go there? Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. Forgive him, Lord, for so forgetting his high calling. I too should be there, but for the grace of God. I have the seeds of all evil in my own heart. Pride is yet my darling sin. I cannot shake it off. Awake, O my Lord, against the mighty. For I shall die by his hand, if thou do not help me and lead me on to triumph. Leave me, ye vain thoughts. I have nothing but what I have received. It is the Lord's goodness that I even have my reason. How could I live without prayer when trouble comes? How blessed to carry them to the throne. I will now say that the Lord heareth prayer, for he hath removed from me that which I feared. But oh, could I feel the presence of the Lord as in days gone by, how joyful it would be. Could I enjoy his face and feast upon his love, then would it be a sort of heaven below the skies. Yea, thou art mine, my Saviour, and my King. I am bound to thee by love, by thine own dying love, not mine. Fairest of beings, best beloved, come, let me yet see thy smiling face. Well, chapter 14 will be next time. It's called A Good Confession, and it's about baptism again. He struggled with that quite a bit as a young person. So I have to correct myself about this journal. I was telling you all along it was a boy of 16, and we find out that only in these last entries into the journal or diary was he 16. He was 15 during most of what I've read you over this like 2.5 days. My, 15 years old. Oh, well. He's on his way, thank God, for Charles Spurgeon. I have the works of other great men of God on this website, along with their words and works. I have North Korea audios by the hundreds. I have a study of the Quran and Muhammad and prophecy and through the Bible. I think you're going to be blessed if you'll just click on the series link about 2/3 of the way down the homepage there. Sermons by series. And you'll see different kind of categories that you might be interested in. And I hope you are. Anyway, this is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we get to talk again real soon. Bye-bye.